time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
As always, on Wednesdays at this time, we have someone from the IT department come through. Mark Allen is here. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, thank you. You've good. Been on holiday for the past week, so
yes.
you look more...
Radiant,
yes. I would say.
I'll accept it.
All right, so how was the mini holiday that you had?
It was very nice, but it's, you know, you have to get back to work and get going. Mm. So, yeah, it was good preparing for the show.
Yeah, I mean, on Tuesday, I was at the IT department, I think it was... looked very busy. A lot of people were stressing out about assignments and that.
Yes.
So I think you guys have a lot of work ahead of you this week.
Yes, definitely. Oh, no. It's when all the students are back and everybody needs to get going and get up and going. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is time for Bits and Bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
So Mark Allen, what are we chatting about today?
Well, we're talking about... artificial intelligence today, and I think the reason why we're chatting about it actually is that just a week ago we heard that, you know, Google beat the best Go player with
I remember the story. Yes,
and now it can actually hurt you when Microsoft released their own artificial intelligence bot on Twitter. They actually got to the point where the bot actually got a bit racist.
Whoa.
Yes, made racist comments and stuff. So within 24 hours, the new teenage lady AI bot got a bit got a bit racist, and she learned the hard way what the internet also can do to you. And she was trained by I think it was a bit of a problem with some trolls and so on the internet. And
I see. So was it hacked into, or what happened with that? Was it just?
Yes, I think a lot of people started asking the sort of wrong questions, and because artificial intelligence software trains on the interactions they get, the wrong people started talking to her. That's a typical teenage daughter problem, maybe. I don't know, maybe it's artificial intelligence gives us an idea of our own challenges. But it's an interesting social experiment because, you know, Microsoft had to apologize, and it's not really what they are. And it's sort of, I asked the question, but now, should it be our problem, or should we be responsible for something like that actually learns from the world?
That is a very interesting question. Now,
yes.
I can't wait to see how
this discussion
pans out as well.
Yes.
So the Google one and the Microsoft one are totally
two separate,
different.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
The Google one was very specifically trained to win the game, whereas this one from Microsoft was more a social experiment, and they tried to see how it will react when it actually trained on the Twitter and people interacting with the software. Yes, so this is like a robot, and it got a bit nasty, so they had to remove her.
Gee whiz. We'll see how this story develops in future as well. And I'm sure this actually gives them insight on how to better their AI in future as well, doesn't it?
Exactly, definitely. They're hard learning school.
But interestingly enough, I see something here about the post office launching an e-registration mail thing.
Yes.
What is happening with that?
Well, finally, the post office does something cool and digital for us. I mean, the e-registered mail is this concept where, you know, you have to do a registered mail and you need to send it. This is now snail mail. We're not talking about email. We're talking about snail paper-based.
I don't know what that is. It was way before my time.
Yeah.
Mark, please explain what that is to me.
You know those pieces of paper you print out?
I know what it is. Yeah.
Joke. So that registered letter you have to send legally, that's legally required to be registered.
True.
You can actually now do it digitally. Well, not yet, but the post office is planning to make a service available where you can actually do a digital copy of that registered letter. And it looks like it's going to work where you would send the document to the post office, and then the post office will send it via an email, secured email, on as being an official document and to the very specific person.
That is so cool.
I want to be
part of that.
Can you imagine? We don't have to go to the one less reason to have to go to the post office to do something manually.
True, very, very true. You talk about how will we use virtual reality? What is that
about?
Yes,
I mean, when you think about virtual reality, you think about these people with these big headsets on and they're playing games or something. And actually, there's quite a few other things you can do with virtual reality. One of the things that will be very useful is in the education space is with medical students. So they can learn about anatomy. They can put the headset on, and then they can zoom into the body without actually working
with
the body.
So interesting, yes.
Yes. And also with therapy, how do people can actually visualize and work through therapy sessions. And interesting for me was this concept of artists being able to create digital art using the virtual reality headset.
Is this the future of it? Because I would love to be a part of this.
That would be very cool. You can do like create art with the headset on your head and feeling and doing stuff.
I mean, I heard there's a big phone company that's also launching the phone alongside, goggles or headsets?
Yes, Google goggles, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I saw that, and that's looked very interesting for me as well.
And obviously, it's a very, very good application for games, I'm sure, but there's quite a few other ones as well. Mm. And maybe one last thing that we didn't talk about, tomorrow is World Backup Day.
Yes, we were chatting about this earlier on as well, and I got quite a few responses. A lot of people saying I had an assignment due, and it just completely disappeared.
Yes.
And yeah.
And for those typical, there's two sides of the backup side. There's the backup of your entire hard drive, and I would recommend having a external hard drive for that. But for your assignments, there's Office 365. You can get the OneDrive, which means it's like a Dropbox or a Google Drive. You just create the link on your computer.
On your computer, yeah.
And you just put all your assignments in there. And as you work on it, it backs it up to the cloud.
True.
Yeah, so then your assignments are never lost, and it's always backed up. You don't have to remember to back up.
True. Very, very true. Especially when things like power cuts and things like that. Oh, tragic.
5 pages into your dissertation.
Yeah. I think the most tragic story I heard, someone said that they lost their entire thesis. That's a week before they had to, hand it in.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, I know.
A reminder, World Backup Day tomorrow. Make those backups and use the tools that are freely available for students to use.
Mark Allen, thank you so much for coming through. Where can we find you on social media?
Well, you can follow us on @ITStellenUni or @TheMarkAllen.
Righty, that is Bits and Bytes for this afternoon. Mark Allen, thank you so much. You're back again in 2 weeks' time, I see.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.